Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, it comes by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead, and hope you'll take advantage of that. Avail yourself of that resource as soon as you can. If you haven't already, you can join the happy throng of the thousands and thousands of people who have been able to take advantage of that. And also the blog. Don't forget the blog. The blog is also there, and you can subscribe to it, and it'll come by real simple syndication Monday through Friday. So check that out when you get a chance, and all the other things that are there. I'm very happy to say that Robert Greene is our guest. First up, ladies and gentlemen, he's the author of the new book, The 33 Strategies of War. Many of you have read his book, The 48 Laws of Power and The Art of Seduction, both of those books, bestsellers. And we're going to get Robert to tell us how these 33 strategies of war apply to you and me and our small businesses. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on your show, Roger.
It's good to have you, and it's Jim. Roger's the other guy. I'm the good-looking one.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
No, that's okay. No, I'm the good-looking one. Just always remember that. I'm the good-looking one. He's the one with the button. Okay. We have to keep him happy.
I remember that.
Congratulations on your new book, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Before we get into small business, yes, which I want you to do, and I know you can, I want you to help us understand how the things that you learned in preparing this book can help us in the marketplace. But let's go ahead. I consider myself to be somewhat of a student of history, and I've studied a few of the things you talk about in your book, and give us your perspective of what you learned. If you had to have an overarching perspective of what you've learned from all these different people, all these warriors, all these strategists, what would you say that all this means? What does it say about humanity?
Well, this is a book about war, but it's also a book about strategy. And so this isn't about fighting or being aggressive. It's about winning. And you win in war through strategy. And so what I learned is that the great strategists, the Napoleons, the Hannibals, the Erwin Rommels, all of the greats throughout history, they basically won. There's this great saying of Sun Tzu that battles are won or lost before the battle ever begins. And it begins, from your strategy. Mm-hmm. And that basically these great minds had, they prepared well, and they outfought their opponents. So, we think of war as being this very aggressive, violent arena, but actually the decisions of the commander, of the strategist, have much greater impact over the course of the war than the actual physical violence and all that.
Well, and one of the things that it seems to me, you said they prepared well, but...
Yes.
I don't think that there should be a but at the end of that. I think prepared well, covers a lot of evils, a lot of ills, doesn't it?
Well, what I mean by that is I looked at Napoleon as probably the greatest strategist who ever lived. And
why?
I wanted to sort of... Why? Well, the reason was he was brilliantly prepared. This was a man who organized before any battle. He studied every detail, every conceivable detail. Before computers existed, he had these note cards, and he put all of this different data on these note cards, and he thought of every possible permutation of what could happen in the battle. But once he studied all of this, he didn't lock himself into a rigid plan, which I think is a great mistake a lot of people make in strategy. He put himself in a position after he studied the terrain and everything. He put himself in a position where he would have different options, where he could have a kind of a loose plan, so he could account for the famous fog of war, for things that were unexpected, so that he wasn't locked into this plan where he had to go in a straight line. He could put himself in a position where he could go in three different directions. That was his brilliance.
I read somewhere that that Napoleon would whenever his generals were preparing their strategy, their battle plan, he would bring in the dumbest private from the ranks and make the generals explain their plan to him. And the story that I read was that if they couldn't make the private understand their plan, they had to go do another plan. Is there any truth to that?
You know, I've never heard that before, and I've studied a lot of Napoleon.
It's a great story, though, even if it didn't happen, right?
Well, I believe it kind of rings true.
Does it sound like something he would have done?
The other thing about Napoleon that I talked about in the 33 Strategies is he had a real good personal touch. Morale and being able to inspire your soldiers to fight is extremely important. It has obvious connections to business. And he had a real common touch. He was one of the first generals in history who literally rose through the ranks. He wasn't appointed to his position. So he understood what the common soldier was about. And then the other thing was he always believed in simplicity. When you had... You studied everything, but once you hit upon your strategy and where you were going to attack the enemy, you attack them in a straight line. You don't have a real complicated plan. So perhaps that was what you're talking about. It wanted it to be simple enough that even the common soldier could understand it.
Of all the people that you studied, from Yi Qing to modern day, who did you admire the most, and who did you admire the least? Who would you have followed, and who would you not have followed?
Wow, that's a great question. I think the people I chose to kind of highlight in the book were all sort of brilliant in one way or another. So they're no real kind of dastardly characters in there. I do talk about Hitler, who was not actually a very great strategist, and I talk about how Winston Churchill completely...
Well, he was demented, wasn't he? I mean...
Yes, he was, and he completely... people think early on in his career he was actually quite smart, but I talk in the book about the great campaign to deceive him as far as where D-Day was landing,
right.
Which was a brilliant campaign. But, you know, as far as the people I admire, I really came to admire Napoleon, but he's kind of strange. His first 10 years were absolutely brilliant. He made no mistakes. And his last 10 years, he completely fell apart and began to rely on simply the overwhelming power of his army as opposed to his creativity.
He believed his own reviews, didn't he?
Yes, it all got to his head. And he's the one who said there's nothing more dangerous than success. But I admire Ulysses S. Grant as a great strategist.
Robert, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, the book is called The 33 Strategies of War. It's the new book out by Robert Greene. And it's a beautiful book, by the way, and one of the most interesting architectures I've ever seen in a book. And when we come back, Robert's going to help us understand how to apply these strategies to us as competitors in the marketplace. Stay with us. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Listen to the wind blow down tonight. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Robert Greene. The 33 Strategies of War is his new book. And he's also the author of the national bestseller, The 48 Laws of Power. And this book, the new book, the war book, is a similar architecture, folks, to the previous one. He's got his notes in the side, in the margins. Very interesting book, Robert. And one of the things I like about your book is, you know, it's not a small book. It's not War and Peace, but it's almost 500 pages. But you help your reader by putting little subtitles along the way. On the pages, it helps us. That really helps the reader navigate a book, and I congratulate you on doing that.
Oh, thank you. And I try to have each idea illustrated with stories from history. So, you know, a lot of people in business, they really like reading Sun Tzu, and I love Sun Tzu, but it can be a little bit abstract. And I try and show the ideas in Sun Tzu and how they're used in actual real battles.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about modern-day warfare in the marketplace.
Yes.
Small business owners have never had more opportunity or more challenges. We've never had more ability to compete with big guys, but we've never had more sophisticated competitors than before. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole new world of opportunity and a whole new landscape of challenges. What would you think you've learned from a leadership standpoint, from a strategy standpoint, that would help small business owners in the 21st century?
Well, there are many things in this book. I think one of the most important strategies that's for everyone, but particularly for small business owners, is strategy number two that I call Do Not Fight the Last War. And basically, it's kind of a military axiom where your tendency is always to be fighting the last war. If it was a victory, you think that that's the formula for success and you repeat it. And if it was a defeat, you tend to get very dejected and timid in your next encounters. And the idea is to completely ground yourself in the present and look at the circumstances and look exactly at what you're facing right here and now. So the competitor you're facing now is not at all the competitor you were facing 2 years ago. The world is different today than it was 6 months ago, and you have to keep up with the flow of events and not be locked into fighting the last war. I think small businesses have an advantage where they're not kind of encumbered with a lot of past things going on. I was just giving a talk at Microsoft a few days ago, and that's a place where there's a lot of sort of dysfunction in the organization. It's too big. It can't move.
A lot of baggage.
Small businesses have more mobility built in, but it's the mind of the person guiding it that's important, and that mind has to be really focused exactly what's going on right here and now.
One of the things that I'm glad you said, don't fight the last war, because without realizing it, you just echoed something I tell my audience all the time, and that's about the price war. See, see, small business owners can't win a price war. And so what I tell them is basically what you just said. The price war is over, and we lost. Yeah. So don't fight that again.
Exactly.
We already lost that war. Just don't do it again.
Well, that's another strategy I talk about in there called Pick Your Battles Carefully. And what the idea there is, you have limited energy, limited resources, particularly a smaller business, and you can't fight everyone and you can't fight every battle. And so it's really important. I call it finding your level, where you fight with perfect economy. Your energy that you expend in fighting your battles is matched with who you are and your resources, and you don't sit there and fight battles that are beyond your resources.
Right.
So the
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So the ability to know this is the battle I have to fight, and this is the battle I can win with what I have, is much more important than trying to fight on three or four different fronts.
Which brings me to a thought that one of my mentors gave me a long time ago that I like to mention whenever I can, because I think it's very good advice, very smart, very wise advice, and that is sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
Right.
And and so my mentor used to always remind me to check my position. Which one is this? What are you faced with? Can you win? Do you have a fighting chance, or are you just going to fight?
But there's an interesting idea in this book also, in the 33 Strategies, from Erwin Rommel, who was a brilliant German general, particularly in the North African War.
World War II.
In World War II. And he distinguished what's between a risk and a gamble. And basically, a risk is something where you obviously have, you have maybe a 30% chance of winning. But if you enter it with a lot of boldness, maybe you can make it 40%. But if you lose, you haven't lost too much. You have a fallback position. A gamble is something where it's the same thing, but if you lose, you've lost too much and you can't recover. And so risk-taking was essential, according to Rommel. You have to constantly be taking risks, particularly for a small business owner, but you don't want to be gambling. That's an important distinction.
I've got less than a minute, Robert. What did you find out about failure, how these great leaders felt about failure?
Well, failure is extremely important. I talk a lot about that, and it's not – losing is going to happen to you all the time. Defeat's inevitable. It's what you deal with it that matters. And in fact, there's nothing more dangerous. I talk about this in the 48 Laws, and I talk about it in the 33 Strategies of War. There's nothing more dangerous than success. It goes to your head. It makes you think that, you just have to repeat what you did
last
time.
Like Napoleon.
And defeat is something you have to learn from. It's a humbling experience, and sometimes how you lose is really important. If you lose with energy and with your spirit up and with the idea that you're learning from this, then it's not really a defeat. It's actually a victory.
Robert Green, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The 33 Strategies of War. Robert, tell us where the book's available.
Well, it's available at Amazon.com. It's available at all the major bookstores.
What about a website?
Barnes & Noble, Borders.
You have your own website?
I do. It's going to be up in a couple of weeks, but it's right. www.the33strategiesofwar.com.
We'll get you back another time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.